Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So fines for people who fail to control their dogs look set to double to €5,000 under new measures expected to be discussed by government this morning. You'll remember that last November, Alejandro Mizan suffered severe injuries when he was attacked by an unmuzzled and unaccompanied pit bull terrier in Enniscorthy. And as a result of that incident, and because of several subsequent dog attacks on sheep, a review of dog law and enforcement was initiated and a working group set up. Well, now Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell is bringing that group's report to Cabinet. It also recommends that an extra 40 dog wardens be recruited around the country. James Madden is veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council and joins me on the line. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us again on this. What's your own reaction to what know so far about these measures, the increase in dog wardens, first of all? Do you think that's enough, an extra 40?
Yes. Well, look, my own reaction initially is very positive. I was involved in sending some proposals to the interdepartmental working group myself on behalf of the local authorities, and many of those recommendations have been taken up. 40 extra wardens existing in the service at the moment is 50 whole-time equivalents. So an extra 40 is a substantial increase, Claire. Mm-hmm. Certainly, it's a big step in the right direction. We need to get those recruited. We need to get them trained. We need to get them embedded in the service. And we need to see where that takes us.
I see the IFA responding to this morning. Just as we're chatting here, I have a statement in from them. The sheep chairman, Kevin Comiskey, saying that the stronger regulations will go some way to address the growing problem of dog attacks on livestock. But they say that they just have to be backed up with enforcement. There's no point in putting in additional fines and penalties if they're not backed up. So the dog wardens, the increased number of dog wardens might go some way towards that.
Well, I agree with Kevin Comiskey on that. We need more enforcement. The extra wardens will provide that capacity for enforcement. And we need to get those embedded in the service. And we need to see how to perform. And we need to measure performance. We need to put in some KPIs for the service. See what the levels of enforcement are. At the moment, in some counties, there's only one dog warden. That warden is stretched between looking after the dogs in the pound, dogs that have been reclaimed by their owners, all sorts of duties. And they can be very, very stretched across a big county. So I suppose in those places, we see two dog wardens instead of one. May not still be exactly enough, may not be perfect, but at least it's an improvement.
Mm-hmm. What about the fines, James? So the top line figure looks as though it's heading for 5,000 and it's currently at 2,500. Will that make a difference?
Well, look, all we have is that headline figure at the moment, that the top figure is increased from 2,500 to 5,000. Always makes a good headline. That has to be enforced through the courts, of course. So the case has to go to court, it has to be proven, and then the judge has to administer the fine. Fines certainly up to now have not been of the order of 2,500, much less 5,000. It gives scope for the judiciary to impose fines in the most serious cases. Mm-hmm. I think what we're more interested in is the normal fine, the fixed penalty notice of €100, and whether that's going to be increased and what it'll be increased to.
And who imposes that fine, the fixed penalty?
The dog warden imposed that fine.
And that's the most common fine, is it?
That's the most common fine by far. The dog warden imposed that fine. If that fine remains unpaid, then the case goes to court and then it's up to the judge to impose a fine. So the person, when they get that fine, has the option to pay that fine, much like a parking fine, and then it never goes to court.
Mm-hmm. There's another recommendation.
We need to see that. Again, we only have the interim report, and the devil is in the detail, and we don't know what else is going to be changed apart from that headline fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, there's another recommendation in there that we see, or that we expect, a streamlined database. So without that, as things stand, James, what does that mean, not having a database of licensed dogs?
Okay, so currently, when the microchipping regulations were introduced back in 2015, there were four existing databases, which had to be approved by the Department of Agriculture, and they are in private ownership. So at the moment, it's privately run with these databases. And we couldn't just pick one and say, OK, you get it, we'll close down everyone else. So now it looks like the minister is of a mind that there will be one centralised database. Again, we don't know whether that'll be a privately run database or whether it'll be a state-run database. But there'll have to be some sort of system where the existing databases are bought out or compensated or closed down in some way. I don't know. Again, that will be a commercial decision for the owners of those databases.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly looks as if we're going to move towards one database, whether that'll be transitional or whether it'll be all in one fell swoop, we don't know. And certainly what's very important here is that we link the licence to the database. So at the moment, we've got a database for licences. We've got everyone who's got a dog licence on a centralised database, one centralised database, which is run by OnPost. And then we've got these four databases for microchipping. So we need to bring this all together. We need the IT people to figure out how to bring this all together so that the licence and the microchip is all one database. One database for all the dogs in the country for licensing microchips. It makes absolute sense.
That just makes it easier for dog wardens to find out who owns that dog and who's responsible for it.
Yeah, and he can go in one transaction, he can look to see who owns a dog, where it's kept, and whether or not it's got a licence.
Mm-hmm. How long, I mean, if all of this is approved by Cabinet, how long do you think all of this will take to come on stream, James?
So, like, to recruit 40 personnel across 31 local authorities, even that in itself, that's a complicated process. It takes time for all that to happen. Interviews, HR, advertising the positions, etc. The fines can be increased by legislation. The database, that we'll need legislation for that, but then there's a commercial aspect to that as well. So how long before it's fully implemented? Probably 6 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm. At best, I would say.
If I said 6 months, I'm very, very optimistic.
Yes,
at 6 months.
But, I think so.
But, you know, and this isn't going to happen just all in one fell swoop. This parts of this are easier to implement than others, and parts of this take time.
Mm-hmm. But we've spoken before on this issue, and you were in no doubt that something needed to happen, something needed to change.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we spoke before, it was apparent that, you know, politicians at the highest level were of a mind to make changes. Micheál Martin made a statement, Leo Varadkar made a statement, and this back in November, December. So we knew something was happening. The Interdepartmental Working Group was formed, and I have to say, at a rapid pace, they came up with this report. This all happened at warp speed.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, we were asked for our submission, and I have to say, Claire, we were working on that submission day and night for a few days to get it in to beat the deadline, and we're told this is the deadline, and the deadline is the deadline, and it has come to Cabinet. This has all happened so far. This has happened very quickly, so there is a political impetus for this to happen, and I say these changes are going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because
I don't think this is something that's going to be a report and then long fingers.
Yes.
I don't have that sense at the moment.
We've spoken before, and I know you've said very clearly that the majority of dog owners are responsible people and they will keep their dogs on a lead as they are supposed to. But the minority are causing huge problems. And I know you said to me back then that some people weaponize their dogs.
Yeah, I use that word. It's a strong word. And I'll stand over that word. I think that we have a situation in some cases where the wrong dogs are in the wrong hands. And people are using those dogs to intimidate for their own purposes and as weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to clamp down on that. Just in relation to the extra post and the dog warden service, I think we need to look at some sort of a stronger dog warden service, maybe operating on a regional basis, that can go into these places where there are real difficulties, where there are really, really difficult characters to deal with. And maybe we need a more elite dog warden service in some cases that can deal with these instances. And we need secure dog pounds, which have CCTV, which are really secured with these dogs, where they can't go in and steal their dogs back or take their dogs back. And that can happen in some circumstances.
So are you talking about especially trained dog warden group who have additional powers, perhaps, to the run-of-the-mill dog warden?
Yes, and not just additional powers, but also additional training, additional equipment, additional backup.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may need to look at that, particularly in the cities where and Garda Síochána go in, for example, and want to seize dogs. They can present particular difficulties for the local dog warden going into those situations, and they can be open to intimidation. So I think that's something we need to think about.
James, thanks very much for talking to us again. James Madden there, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council. Now, we're going to be hearing about concerns in Killarney about a shortage of beds for visitors this tourism season. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.